This is Hit Bull Win Podcast,
the official podcast of the Durham Bulls,
part of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network.
Hello and Happy New Year. I know you're about to chop me down for saying that, but I had to. I had to get a Happy New Year out. It is the first podcast of 2023. How's that?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine because of the fact that it is the first.
Yeah.
This was, in all seriousness, where we were talking off air, in 2 days,
yep.
No one can say it anymore. No matter what,
no matter what's going on. That's too late, yeah. Which is why I did it Friday the 13th. Yep. Before I forget, Friday the 13th, 6 years ago, Scott, I met my wife down by the ballpark.
Hmm.
The more you know.
Shout out, Jade.
Shout out, Jade. If you don't know who either of these people are talking right now, I am sorry. If you're,
I don't know why you're listening to this, if you don't know who we are.
If your New Year's resolution was to listen to more podcasts and you found Hit Bull Win Podcast, welcome. I am Patrick Nord. I'm the video and digital production manager here with the Durham Bulls. I am joined by Scott Strickland, assistant journal manager, operations. Scott, how is 2023 treating you so far, my friend?
Very well.
Yep, good.
I got sick over Christmas.
You did. You had quite the bug. You still ran your 500 miles for the year.
Yeah. Christmas is a big deal for me. That's the time I shut it down.
Christmas is a big deal for everybody.
Hang out with family.
Yep.
More hours in each hangout time period than you do the rest of the year.
Yep. Sure.
So to not get to do any of that, that stunk.
Big bummer.
In addition to just being sick,
yeah,
stunk.
Right.
Got the 500 miles. Very proud. That is the hardest physical thing I've ever
done.
That's
a big accomplishment, man. I'm happy.
Especially
for you.
With how much I painted myself into a corner. So
yeah,
5 miles on the 26th, 5 miles the 27th, 5 the 28th, 5 the 29th, 5 the 30th, 5 the 31st.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Congratulations. I'm happy for you. That's a that's a big goal.
I've done
challenged
approximately
yourself?
0 miles since.
Would you say that that was more challenging physically or mentally?
Mentally, for sure.
Yeah.
Because my ADD kicks in. Especially
okay.
those last...
You're the first person I've talked to that is... I don't like running because I get so bored.
I'm ready to go do something else.
I get so bored.
So I can do 2 miles... That's fine.
Yeah, sure.
Especially downtown.
Absolutely.
Horns honking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Buzzing and yeah, yeah. But 5, it's not because I'm tired. It's because
you're just
bored.
I
just want to go do something else.
Are you a reader? Do you like reading? No, me either.
No. I read an Athletic article last night that was probably the most amount of reading I'd done start to finish.
Yeah, sure.
Nothing in between. I mean, I had a cookie last night. Granted, that was on... artificial turf versus natural turf.
Yeah, sure.
In the NFL. But, yeah, I mean, that was, I don't know, that was 10 minutes worth of reading.
Yeah.
That's my reading. That's the extent of my reading.
Getting my master's was really, this is going to sound ridiculous, but it was that's all I was doing. You're just reading nonstop.
Yeah.
And I just get so bored, man.
I'm out.
That was the most challenging. Papers all day.
Yeah.
Defending arguments, for sure. Discussion posts, let's do it.
Absorbing, I'm out.
Reading academic journals?
All in.
Ugh, no. All right. This is a minor league baseball podcast, by the way. If you've never listened before, welcome. We're trying to give you an inside look at what it means to be in a front office and camaraderie and things of that nature. And one of those aspects is hiring new folks. And as much as it is, you know, all hands on deck all of the time here at the Durham Bulls, there are some hands that are, I don't want to say more important, but have a lot to do in a lot of different pots, right? Yeah. One of those positions is the general manager. We have just hired one who is a doozy. He's a great dude. Like him so far. He's been here a week. I don't think we've driven him out
yet. I like
yet.
How you threw so far in there.
So far. You never know. His name's Tyler Parsons. He's a great guy. We're really happy he's here. Came with a glowing recommendation from Paxton Rimbus.
Yes.
And Paxton's one of those dudes that I feel like if he doesn't like you, you've messed up, right?
And I feel like if Paxton doesn't like somebody, that everyone would be like, yep, okay.
Yeah, totally.
Then I'm not even going to attempt to like the person.
And on the opposite end of that spectrum where Tyler comes in, if Paxton's like, no, great dude, yeah, for sure.
Yep.
I'm with you.
Take the bank.
So, no, he's been great. He's on for an interview here in a second that you'll hear. But before we get to that, Scott, everybody's sitting on pins and needles wanting to know, what's going on outside the ballpark? There is all sorts of signage and fencing and construction equipment out. What in the world is happening right now with a renovation?
Well, right now, to talk about the ADD-ness, the anti-training that you go through when you're diagnosed with ADD. So there's furniture being put together in our offices, Patrick.
You were one of the worst people that we could have
of putting together all of the furniture for this office,
yep.
And then going to the next office,
sure.
And onto the next office. Nope. Hey, let's put all of it 20% of the way together one time.
And then go get a milkshake.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That has been a challenge for me to absorb. But no, when you walk by, you can finally start to really see what the batting tunnel is going to look like. There's a roofing
structure apparatus
that's visible. It's not the roof, but it looks like a roof. Concrete's poured for the walls. The floor of the tunnel gets poured on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. So that's exciting. That's the only thing from the street that you'll be able to see that's different. And then we are extremely excited to get some people in here, namely our players and coaching staff, when they roll in here on probably the 29th of March for their first workouts. There's walls framed and there's drywall up, so you can actually see what the rooms look like.
Sure.
Which is pretty cool. And then Brian Wilson's retail store is going to be, we'll give you a peek behind the curtain right here. I asked Brian the other day, I said, hey, with your larger floor space, are you going to have more types of items that we've never had before, if there is such a thing, or are you going to have more of the same items that we've always had, our wonderful selection down there? And he actually said that, no, think about what it's like on a busy night down there and you can't walk around.
Yep.
It's going to be the same amount of stuff, just more spread out, and it'll be a much better shopping experience for everybody. So
I'm excited
to see people navigate the new store. We've got a fancy TV wall that's going in there. For the most part, it's the same stuff, just in a much larger space. So
yeah, sure.
Exciting. We're, was talking with Steven, our representative from Skanska, who's overseeing the construction. We're probably about 62-65% of the way through the project. So it's been a grind to get to here. It's been 2 years worth of work.
Yep.
But the office staff, I'm personally really, really excited about this.
Yes.
Gets to move in down there next week. Maybe TBD on what exact day and what exact time and all that good stuff, but excited to get people down there.
Dude, I'm going to be honest with you. If I would have told you like November 1st, hey, the second, third week of January, we're 100% moving in, you would have been jacked. Yeah. You'd have been pretty jacked up about that. So good on you. Good on Skanska. Our man, did you say Steve?
So the interesting part here, I think most people just call him Steve. I think he goes by Steve.
Yeah.
However, his email is Steven. And the first multiple months of communicating with him, with me, was just email. And so I just started calling him Steven.
Yeah, you got mail.
Yeah. I kind of had the more formal communication with him before the informal.
Yeah, yeah. He's doing like IRL Inside Man. Denzel Washington, you seen that one?
It's a
Clive Owen.
Fantastic movie. I feel like there's a TV show that...
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I haven't watched that.
But that's their code name. They just called each other Steve, Stevie, Steve-O, Steven. He's doing that to
us. That Denzel was wearing with the white hat.
Yep. That like tan suit.
Awesome.
It's like it's got the nice like 2002 NBA All-Star suit, right, where it's just a little too big.
Yeah.
It's like it's baggy, but it's on purpose.
Yeah.
It's a Burling suit.
It's a great movie.
It's a Burling suit. All right. We're going to have an interview with Tyler Parsons coming up here right after this. All right. We are joined now by Tyler Parsons coming to us from Lansing, the Lansing Lugnuts. He is the Durham Bulls new general manager. Tyler, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I thought when you were opening up, like I am not in Lansing. I am here in Durham.
He's here.
On site now.
Yep.
But coming from Lansing Lugnuts.
We're recording this on a Friday.
Our technology is pretty advanced. We could have done this in Lansing or from Lansing, him from Lansing.
If you had remembered headphones, yeah.
That's correct.
I'd much prefer to do it in Durham.
How has your first week been?
It has been full of all sorts of twists and turns. So I would say the quintessential minor league baseball start.
It's like a third party experiencing your week. I feel like this is a good, I feel like this is
a pretty
good week for you to start. It's not super busy. It's quiet enough. It's not been uneventful. But no, so tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your journey to Durham.
So that's a great question. Central Michigan alumni, started working there. Actually, originally wanted to be a journalism major.
Oh.
Started taking journalism classes initially and realized didn't like journalism.
Okay.
And wanted to be involved in the operation of sports. So I was working there at CMU, did a handful of internships and whatnot. Was an assistant athletic director at a local high school there where I did everything from help schedule football games to coach eighth grade football to recess to substitute teach to supervise weight room stuff to picking out uniforms, you name it. Wherever they could put me for cheap labor, I did it. Worked at a community college for a couple of years, helping get their athletic department up and running, and then went over to Central Michigan, worked in their athletic department there for about a year and a half, and got the itch to join into minor league baseball, and came across a, I can call him crazy, I'll see him later this year, but crazy gentleman by the name of Jesse Cole, who everyone knows now with the Savannah Bananas, and he flew me down to North Carolina, and offered me a position of director of fun, was my first title in baseball with the Forest City Owls. And I also worked with the Gastonia Grizzlies.
All right. Shout out both of those teams.
Shout out to the CPL, yeah, you know. There you go. So another shout out to CPL. Spent a year in Forest City. Went to the Martinsville Mustangs as their general manager. I was an office of one in a converted locker room. So it was just me. I showed up every day. And it was just me. That was there. And
was that when you had to clean as well?
Yes. I had to do a little bit of everything there. Introduced a new mascot there in Martinsville, which I think he's still there. Mo. His name's just Mo.
Okay.
He's got a six-pack abs.
Sure.
He's very in shape.
Did you design the mascot?
I helped design that one. So
it was modeled off of him.
Let's break down this. Let's break down the six-pack. Was that your decision?
It was not. The mascot in Gastonia also had a six-pack. There was a phase of being very, very... It was supposed to be the exact opposite of what most mascots are.
The costume, Scott, not the person. Well, the person might have had a six-pack.
Could have been.
Okay. I could see that clicking in your head happening. Where you were like, yeah, is that the person or the costume? It's the costume, Scott.
Yeah, it was the costume.
I wonder what it would be like if Wooly had a six-pack. I feel like that would look awkward, right?
I mean...
I'm looking at the opposite of six-packs right now. I'm actually looking at food spots near Central Michigan University. John's Drive-In.
Never heard of it.
So the town would be Mount Pleasant. Is that
Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Yeah, I've never heard of it. Yeah.
Fire up chips, Scotty.
What about Freddy's Neighborhood Tavern?
I have heard Freddy's.
Shout out Freddy's.
Freddy's Tavern.
Freddy's looks like a spot that I would enjoy.
Not a sponsor of the podcast. I don't know
what the criteria is for this podcast. So I used to live directly behind Freddy's Tavern, and I remember I was in an apartment that shouldn't have been an apartment. It was an old remodeled doctor's office. It had like literally the urine door still in there. You could like go put samples in. But it was raining one day, and I just kept hearing yelling and then like a loud moaning noise. And I opened my door, and there was an extremely inebriated person coming out of the back door of Freddy's that had fallen over and could not get up.
Uh-oh.
And we had to call some people to take care of that situation, but... Freddy's was known for their cheap alcohol. So
okay,
look at that.
That's a good spot.
Yeah,
that's good. So tell us a little bit about why the Durham Bulls. I've heard an interesting story about you saying something along the lines of "There's not a lot of jobs I would leave for." Can you tell us that story? Unless I just told most of it. In which case.
Correct. Again, I think my journey in Lansing is probably unique in the sense that I was running my hometown team. You know, I grew up in that area, about 15 minutes out of Lansing, Michigan, in a small town called Dansville. You know, Lansing Lugnuts was my hometown team, and most of the time you see people gravitate towards that, and that's kind of their final destination. And for me, Lansing never was. Ironically, for a while, it was the one place I told people I would never go back to, because I loved being down south here and exploring different places and just a different way of living, and feel like I had done my time near my hometown up there and kind of checked that off the list. And part of that is, you know, Lansing was different when I was there than when I came back, and had a lot more development, no different than here at the ballpark, you know, just some new buildings and businesses and bars and restaurants and entertainment, and had that opportunity to kind of go there and put my stamp on it. But had a great ownership group. Had a lot of things that I really liked there, was settled in, had told my owner, hey, there's three places that if they ever called that I'd answer the phone for in minor league baseball, and number one on that list was the Durham Bulls. So,
and because Mike Burley,
did we call or did we email first?
There's no way we called first.
I think, I don't know. That's a great question. I'm trying to remember how this all worked out.
Or text.
It was a referral that said, you call Mike. And I called Mike.
That's usually how that goes.
And we talked for a little bit, and then
you call Mike.
I called Mike, but he was told that I was going to call, and that's just kind of how the journey started.
It is funny, when we did our announcement, that was like the first question was everybody's like, "Well, where's Mike?
Where's Mike?
Where's Mike?"
And we're like, "Well, Mike is still with us, but like he still works with us. He's not dead." But everyone, like the first like three responses were like, "What happened to Burling?
Yep.
What's going on with Burling?" And it was so tempting to be like, oh, you didn't hear?
he lost it. Just got on a train, got on Amtrak, and we
he snapped,
seen him
got on his jet ski, and we never saw him again.
Yeah.
My running joke with Mike that if I had been here for the announcement, if people were having a lot of those questions, that we could have staged it where I pushed him out in like a wheelchair or something. He'd just been working in minor league baseball too long, too much wear and tear on the body. You know, you just had to get phased into a different role.
So sure. I was picking out a piece of cake at the grocery store the other day, and someone said that exact question. Just came up. Didn't even like say hello.
Yeah.
Where'd Mike go?
Where's Burling?
Yeah.
Way to pay attention to the Durham Bulls front office.
Yeah. I said he's in Vegas.
Yeah. Right.
Don't know if he'll come back. I mean, that was an honest answer.
I mean, that's true.
Both parts are honest. He's in Vegas. I don't know if he'll come back.
Wasn't he just in Vegas? Yeah. It's the second time in three months. Yeah, we're starting
correct.
To worry about him. You
that's
know? No, that's good. That's good. And you have a family?
I do. So I have a wife, Kelsey, and then a young daughter, 16 months old now, named Sawyer. So they will be joining me down here sometime early springtime. So
tell us about the name selection, Sawyer.
Oh boy, Scott, hot button issues.
So, right into it.
When people have kids and they name their children, it only goes one of two ways. Either it's we agreed, this is very cordial, and this is it,
boy.
Or it's like it's a battle that gets down to the wire. So, wife and I had a lot of great names for boys that were picked out. We were pretty good there, but girls, it came down to two, and we had two. And long story short, the hospital finally had to tell us, like, listen, this baby's boring. Like, we need. It's been a while now. Like, yeah, you guys gotta narrow
it's
down.
Day
a
30.
Name. Yeah, you gotta narrow down a
you
name
have
here.
To stop
before,
calling it baby.
Like all her first photos, it just says Baby Parsons on the back because there was a name that was still to be determined.
There's a lot of worse names out there,
though. Oh,
baby
for sure.
Parsons. Yeah,
for
no,
sure.
That's awesome.
So finally, I mean, the honest answer is I think my wife just got worn down, obviously, from the whole childbirth type of thing.
Sure.
I was like, let's just go with that one. But now a year and a half later, she's like, yeah, this was the right choice.
Okay, good.
So
good.
Full circle, it has a good happy ending to the story.
Sawyer's a good name.
Sawyer is a good name.
It's a great name.
It's a good name.
Was on the male side, was Walker anywhere near the finalist list?
Where are you headed with this?
Let's context.
I thought you were gonna do like a Tom Sawyer thing.
I saw a Walker Texas Ranger joke online the other
there
night,
it is.
And they had named their kid Walker in Texas, and his last name was Ranger.
But was it Talladega Nights?
Yeah, I was gonna say Talladega Nights.
No, it was. That would have been obvious, but no, it was not. Nor
that's great.
Have anything to do
so
with it.
So let me ask you: what are you most looking forward to bringing to the Durham Bulls, bringing to the people of
that's
Durham,
a good question.
Contributing to our ballpark, because that's what our fans are interested in.
Yeah, I think just a different perspective, and I think, you know, obviously there's been people that have been here for a long time and done some great things and been very successful. I mean, obviously it goes without saying that Durham Bulls have had a pretty darn good run right here, and the running joke I had as I came in here was, we've done just fine without you, so don't come in here and screw this thing up. So that was my adage of, you know, bringing some value and just some of the different things that I've learned over the years. And then, you know, again, kind of some of that younger perspective. I think I'm 35, so I still fit right in that middle of where, like, I could probably sneak into a young professional event. They're like, all right, this guy is probably still on the edge, but also have enough experience now where I've been a GM in minor league baseball for over a decade, and, you know, I've been through a lot of the wars and the experience with MLB and some of those things. So, and hopefully to take some things off other people's plate too, and a lot of them to focus on their areas a little bit more too, with some things that I can help out with. But the creativity side, the promotions, I think the, you know, ticket sales strategy, special events, a little bit of anything that I can bring value to this organization and continue to lift it up from the already really incredibly high standard it has in minor league baseball and beyond.
Sure. Awesome.
What do I don't want you to have to single out, you know, one of your stops, your previous stops, but what do you think will be most unique about this place versus your previous stops?
Market size. And then I think I would say Lansing a little bit, but the majority of my other stops were rebuilding projects. So, I mean, you and I were joking around about the, you know, quarterback I played at UTEP and similar to that. You know, started my career. I mean, Martinsville, Virginia, Johnson City, Forest City, these were all smaller markets that needed to get kind of built up and you know, had a little bit lower ceilings, I think, at that time. We're obviously coming in here to Durham, like, you know, I've seen all of our numbers and our stats and attendance. Like, we're doing pretty darn good for ourselves. So this is not like a rebuild or anything like that. This is more of a value added proposition from bringing me in here, and then, you know, just kind of taking the baton and continuing our success, not screwing it up.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a great text.
That's Durham Bulls baseball 2023. Don't screw it up.
Don't screw it up.
Well, I mean, Joe Madden, that was one of his
one of his
phrases of try not to suck.
Yeah.
Like, we're good enough. Just don't suck, and we got it.
My favorite was 2019, walked down to the clubhouse, and Brady had written on the whiteboard, "Please hit the baseball." And it was just one of those weeks where we had like 30 tarp pulls. It was like right after the ACC. Like, everyone's just exhausted. And then I saw that and I was like, oh, we're fine.
Perfect.
We're going to be fine. We're going to be good.
I had a fun text exchange with Brady yesterday, actually.
I'm trying to find the picture. This is, you guys will both appreciate this. So when I worked in Martinsville for my first year, so Jesse Cole, who I still love to this day, my birthday was during a game, and they brought me a birthday cake. And Patrick, if you could read this out loud, this is what my birthday cake said.
Happy birthday, Tyler. Don't suck.
Boom.
On a baseball.
Boom. On a baseball cake. So it had that personal touch to it.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome. That was
like a commissioner's signature.
Yeah.
Boom. So I was all right, the bar has been set there. So that really is carried with me throughout my entire career. Those two magic words, don't suck.
I'm going to ask you one last question because you mentioned it earlier and we kind of just glossed over it. And it's been eating at me since you said it. You said you coached eighth grade football.
Yes.
What is the weirdest eighth grade football story that you have? Because that's the age where it's either like, oh no, this kid gets it, and he's like D1, but this kid actually is going to play football somewhere pretty good.
And potentially had the two of those, polar opposites meet.
Yes, and
the
then
kid
you
who's just out there running
and
around.
And then you have a kid who's like, oh, his mom signed him up because it's good for him to get exercise, and he doesn't know if they're playing tackle or not.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, most of my, you know, coaching takeaways from eighth grade football was obviously just trying to teach the general basics of anything, but also just the random things that happen, like, hey, I accidentally number two to my pants kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, those
that still happens.
Of, that still happens.
Paxton did that last season.
Yeah.
I mean.
You know, as far as weird things, again, this is taking me back to my memory on this one too. What I always remember, this is not going to answer your question, but I do remember this all the time, because I also helped out with the high school team. Was this is Division 8 football in Michigan. So this is the lowest division of football you have.
I was about to say, because they,
lowest division.
It's not like 6A, 7A.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's division,
Michigan's got 8 divisions, and this is like the lowest one. So there was a rival school that was accusing the team at the time of using steroids. So this is obviously, you know, high school football, Division 8, and I ran the weight room training for the team. And I was like, listen, we've got one kid on the team that's over 200 pounds. Like, if they're using steroids, we're not using these things.
Now, granted, he weighed 100 pounds at the beginning of the season.
We're not using these right. So there was something that was disconnected there, I think, as far as their strength versus what I was seeing in the weight room, and then obviously on the scales there. So that was always a fun story looking back.
That's fantastic. Well, Tyler, we're happy you're here. You're coming in. I will be a homer here, and I'm okay with it. This is the best fan base in minor league baseball, and one of the reasons is because they love the front office staff. We've got so many fans that just know us by first name. I'm excited for you to meet so many of them. We're happy you're here. Do you have anything else you want to say to the public before you depart the podcast?
I don't think so. I mean, happy to be here. Absolutely thrilled for this opportunity. Obviously, I know the front office connectivity to the market here. I've already labeled Scott as the unofficial mayor of the Durham Bulls in this community. Or Scott, or Scoot, as I should say.
Yesterday in the hallway, I was called the mayor and the historian.
I would put you as like a solid archivist.
For sure. Archivist
is good. You're like the Durham Bulls docent.
That could be, that would be memory another, bank. Another great podcast episode would be if you take the entire Bulls front office and had to assign them roles within city management of if you were running a city.
Ooh.
You know, we've been looking for off-season episodes. So
that's good that's press box chatter right there.
Yeah. You know, do you have the, here's the city manager? Do you have the clerical, you know, like that? You could really break it down into, there's, where's the legal team? You know, like there's the mayor, city council member. I mean, there's there's all sorts of different jurisdictions you have there. You could break it off.
I feel like Burling's like the director of transportation.
I was just thinking that same thing. Yeah.
Issuing parking tickets to everybody.
Yes, right. And he's the one that like never gets like the, thank you so much, you helped so. It's always the emails that are like, how dare you made my child cry. They're wearing a show next year.
Does Burling listen to this podcast?
No.
Okay, because
he used to claim he did.
Well, I asked him, before I came down here, I go, hey, I've got a 12-hour road trip, and do you have any podcast recommendations? And this one didn't pop up. No, so
that's not necessarily because he doesn't listen to us.
Yeah, that one may just be some other reason. No, there was at one time last year, we did a podcast in his office, and I said on that podcast every day from here on out, because he's had hundreds of bobbleheads, I'm going to turn a bobblehead around and face the wall. And it got to the point where I ran out of bobbleheads. And not only did he not notice until we were starting to move out of the ballpark, he never said anything about the podcast episode. He had no idea that it existed. No. So, I don't think he does. He might. He will probably listen to this one because you're on it and he'll want to be like minister.
That would make sense. That
he will probably listen to this.
How do you think he's going to react to the Department of Transportation?
I think he'll laugh because he'll start thinking of people that. Yes, I think he'll laugh.
Yeah, I think we do a really good job on this podcast of saying things that we would say to someone's face.
That's right.
I have no problem saying that to Mike's face.
That's right.
It's just funnier if I don't.
That's right.
And on that note, we will be right back after these messages. Tyler, man, what a guy.
What a guy.
He's going to be fun. You guys are going to love meeting him. He's definitely a minor league baseball guy. He knows about fan connection and everything like that. I've really enjoyed working with him so far. He just gave us a great interview. Great way to kick off 2023, by the way, for us.
So here's in all seriousness, I think our fans will see this. Effective March 24th, I believe, I will have been here 20 years.
Hey, congratulations. I did not know that.
Which will also correlate to March 23rd, I turn 40. Therefore, for all you math majors, I will have been here half my life.
I did not do that math
crazy
at all. I definitely haven't thought that.
And again, not saying important positions versus non-important positions.
Yeah, sure.
But in terms of quote-unquote important positions, leadership, executive level, blah, 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 in 20 years, we have really never brought anyone in from the quote-unquote outside.
Yeah.
And so that's amazing, right?
Yes.
Not like 5 years or 7 years, but 20.
It's like we're like a medieval monarchy, right?
Yes.
Like we're bringing in someone from a different house.
With we don't even know how he will approach certain promotions and ideas.
Good.
And so I think that's will be something that literally translates down to our fans that they see each and every time they come to the ballpark. So that's what I am personally most excited about for him.
What did you say your date was?
March 20. So I'm back to back on the website, on the CBC website.
Yeah.
My mugshot's up there back to. So I don't remember if it's the 22nd, 23rd.
Okay.
I know my birthday is the 23rd, obviously.
Yeah.
Or if it's birthday 23rd, anniversary 24th.
My anniversary here is March 14th. I will have been here 5 years.
That's cool. You get a pin.
I get. Hey, podcast is a visual medium. He's holding up a ballpoint?
It's a ballpoint pin received in December of 2009.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
I still got it.
Yeah, awesome. What's going on around the ballpark around these times?
Yeah, I mean, this kind of goes to the, you know, when you see someone at the bar or you go back for high school reunion. So what do you do?
What's going on?
What's your job like? Oh, what do you do in the off season?
Is that a full time job?
Yeah.
Our favorite questions.
No, it's there is no off season. So what? We're January 13, at least at the time of the recording of this podcast, and Duke is a month away. So shout out Cam Brindle, friend of the podcast. He and the rest of his grounds crew brethren are heading out to Utah next week.
I'm really jealous.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City is really cool.
Supposed to have like 10 inches of snow on the ground at some point during it that shouldn't affect travel to or from. A nice little conference out there for all those guys to get together. That's a great way for them to kind of springboard right into a season.
Yeah.
You've recharged your batteries over the holidays. You get some fresh ideas and exchange ideas with your comrades, and then you go right into the season. So, in which he will do so with when he comes back that second week in February, Duke starts up their scrimmages. So, looking forward to getting the Blue Devils back over here and some great college action, which will tee us up for ACC tournament in May.
Yep.
You know, we've never played Bulls games in March before, and we will do that yep. on March 31st. And so we're hopefully, you know, soon announcing our coaching staff.
Yep.
Which that's always a big thing. With shout out Brady Williams, friend of the podcast, moving up to the big leagues. We'll have a new staff for a lot of folks to meet, and it's just amazing that all that's going to happen in the next 90 days.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's gonna be awesome. That's gonna be awesome. And then, like you said, I mean, we're 2.5 months out. Staff's excited. They're raring to go. We're excited. We do have Woolly Grahams coming up. I need to mention that. You need to get your sweetie something. Go ahead and get him a Woolly Graham. Get him a Woolly Graham. It's, you know, Woolly comes by in a tux normally. Flowers, chocolates, tickets. We have a bunch of packages, a bunch of different prices. I don't know if it's been put on the website yet. By the time you hear this, it probably either is about to be put on or it's you know, it's already been up there. So just be on the lookout for that if you're looking forward to it. That's a great shoot. That's a great shoot for me. I love Woolly Grahams. I like Halloween Grahams more because they're a little bit more wacky with the silly string.
So, you know, part of the point of this podcast is a peek behind the curtain of minor league baseball.
Right? Sure.
I think we'll all readily admit that when the sign-up genius goes out to sign up to help with fill-in-the-blank
yeah.
task,
yep.
that most of the time it's like, tell you what, the most fun I've had on any of those type items has been rolling with Woolly Bull on the Valentine's version of that. And it's just a lot of fun.
If I can be honest with you, it's a blast. Don't get me wrong. I get so envious that other people don't. Like, I'm working during it. I have to get video, right? But other people just roll up, and they're just hanging out with Woolly Bull. And I want so badly one day to hand someone else the camera and be like, you know what? You're doing this week. Because I just want to go drive and have a good time. And I'll be there if you can't figure out the camera or whatever. But, like, I actually just want to be the handler and hang out. And I don't know. It's just cool to see people smile, man. It's just – that's cheesy, and I know that. But that's just such a cool thing.
It's also cool to see people interact with him outside of the season.
Yes.
Right? And with Valentine's, they haven't really thought of baseball, so to speak, for numerous months. And that's – truthfully, it's also part of the – purpose of what we're doing there is getting baseball back on people's minds.
Yeah, a little marketing.
That's right.
See, these aren't tips you get.
Tickets don't sell themselves sometimes.
You don't get these tips from any other minor league baseball podcast.
That's right.
Hitball Win Pod. We've got, you know, we're going to go back to a little bit more regular schedule. Sorry we took a little bit of a hiatus, but travel and master's degrees and Scott's flu and the renovation and everything like that will kind of, that'll kind of do that. That'll put a dent in the podcast schedule for sure.
Am I supposed to follow up with something right there?
No, I wanted to lay out and see if you wanted to talk about your flu at all, because I could see a little twinge in your eye when I said it.
I lost 10 pounds.
Hey, congratulations.
I have worked hard to put it back on, though. Shout out to Nana Steak. Had a prime rib 2 nights ago.
Okay. Not a sponsor. Could be a sponsor, though.
It was one of the days that the furniture setup actually went really well.
Good.
It's like,
you got like a whole chair done.
Getting a steak.
Yeah. Good for you, man. Hey, we love doing this pod. We appreciate you listening. If you've got any topics you want to throw our way, let us know.
We got to do a mailbag soon.
We're going to do a mailbag soon. I really do think we should do some sort of front office draft, whether it's draft a baseball team made out of the front office. You've got to pick, you know, whatever it is. Maybe we.
Who do you think is number one pick?
So if you don't know anyone in the front office, which sounds dumb, but let me. If you don't know anything about their background, I don't know that my number one pick, which I'm not going to reveal yet. I don't know if they would get picked, but I know this person still plays baseball and played baseball throughout their entire childhood.
And it's someone that people wouldn't pick in your opinion?
I think if you don't know that fact about that person, you wouldn't automatically assume.
Okay.
I'll say it. It's Todd.
Yeah.
Todd, I'm pretty sure still plays in some sort of adult league or did at least as of 2 years ago.
Like a year ago, he wanted to rent the batting cages.
Yeah.
Except the problem is he didn't want to pay any money to rent the batting cages. That's my Todd baseball story.
God, we got to get him on this podcast. We got to get him on the pod. All right. Yeah. No, that's it. We're going to have a lot of good topics.
After dark.
Todd on pod.
Yep.
All right. You guys have a good one. We will see you at the ballpark soon. Tickets should be on sale soon. We're still working that out. First game is March 31st. Opening day tickets, opening weekend tickets are already on sale.
Yep.
So if you're itching to get to the ballpark, go ahead and buy you some. DurhamBulls.com. Call 919-956-BULL. Become a mini plan holder. What else can I plug? The shop. Oh my gosh, the shop. Brian Wilson, shout out. Go get your gear. If you missed out on the Black Friday stuff, don't worry about it. It's still pretty cheap. We run a good operation down there. We're not going to gouge your eyes out on price. Go get yourself some Durham Bulls gear, and we will see you soon. We will talk to you even sooner. Bye-bye.